good morning, and thank you very much for the chance to come by and to say congratulations to this wonderful company and for the jobs and economic activity that you provide in Minnesota and across the country and across the world. Minnesota is really proud of Syngenta and what the new building represents. We speak a lot in Minnesota about the quality of life here. As you know, if you look at measurements of quality of life, whether they be education, standardized test results, or the health of our people, or the per capita incomes of the folks in Minnesota, our fellow citizens, and on down the list, Minnesota is at or near the top of the list in just about everything, and we want to keep it that way. But the cornerstone for the quality of life experience for most Minnesotans is their access to a job. And so the ability to be able to attract and keep and retain and grow jobs in our state is vitally important to the strategic future of our state, but it's also vitally important to the quality of life in our citizens. So on behalf of our state, I want to say to Syngenta, first and foremost, thank you for being in Minnesota. Thanks for the jobs that you provide. Thank you for the economic activity that you provide and what that represents to our citizens in terms of a paycheck and a quality of life experience for them and their families. We're grateful, particularly in these challenging economic times. Now, I also, as governor, get a great chance to see a lot of other things and hear a lot of other things. One of the great benefits of being governor is you hear stories from Minnesotans. They share them with you, and some of them are even true. I did hear this one the other day about this wise and elderly woman. She was walking down this beautiful sunlit road in rural Minnesota on the fall day like we had over the past weekend, and the sun was kind of setting over the cornfields, and lo and behold, she came upon a frog, but it wasn't just any old frog. As she picked it up, it turned out to be a talking frog. And she looked at the frog, and the frog looked at her, and the frog said to her, "If you kiss me on the lips, I will turn into a handsome man, and I will be very grateful." The woman nodded politely, and then she began to stick the frog in her pocket. And the frog yelled at her and said, "Hey, didn't you hear me? I said, if you kiss me on the lips, I will turn into a handsome man. I'll be very grateful." The woman looked at the frog and she said, "Yeah, I heard you, but at my age, I'd rather have a talking frog." Now that's a little story about keeping and doing amazing things, and that's what Syngenta does, and it fits right into the theme of innovation for Minnesota and for our country. Henry Ford, of course, one of the great industrialists, but also one of the great innovators of our country, said at the time that he was envisioning the car, if he would have taken a poll about what the public wanted as it relates to transportation, they would have said more horses or faster horses. In other words, they wanted what they were familiar with. They would have asked for more of what they already had or what they already knew. He understood the need to transform that industry or transform that mode of transportation into something that was different in a quantum way. And so he understood the power of invention and innovation and changing the world, and he charged ahead, and of course the rest is history. And it's clear from the track record and success of Syngenta that your leadership historically and now, and your team historically and now, understands that. And this, you see this every day in our society, but a couple of snippets of this. In Minnesota, we're a relatively small state. We're only 5 million people. And in the country, frankly, we're only 300 million people. And so our proposition to the world isn't going to be we're the biggest in terms of population. Candidly, we're also not the cheapest, although we've got to make sure we stay competitive on price or try to be competitive on price. So if we're not the biggest and we're not the cheapest, that means we have to be the smartest. That means we have to be one step ahead of the competition as it relates to invention, as it relates to innovation, as it relates to the development of next generation technology, as it relates to commercializing that technology, hopefully in our local marketplace first, but then around the world as well. And so this is a company that fully understands that. And this building is more than just a building. It is indeed a building that will house your operations. And what a beautiful spot. I mean, this is fantastic with the modern architecture and the passive light. But as you know, this is a gold standard building under LEED certification, and there are almost no buildings that get that, and the ones that do are extraordinary in their design. But they're also making a statement, not just about energy use and being friendly with respect to the environment. It also says you are a forward-leaning company, and this is a company that says we're part of seeing the future and we're going to lean into it, not just in terms of our technology, our research and development and the like, but in all that we do, in our tempo, our personality, our style. And you put up a new building that is not a you know, a cookie cutter box from 50 years ago. It is a forward leaning, next generation, you know, world leading building that's LEED standard gold at the gold level. It's extraordinary. So congratulations for that. It says a lot about the company. And then also, and lastly, I just want to talk a bit about agriculture broadly for Minnesota, for America, and for the world. As it was said, they're not making land anymore, so there's a finite amount of land. And with population pressure and development pressure, that will continue to experience some challenges going forward. And notwithstanding the current economic plateau that we're on, one day, hopefully soon, this economy will begin to grow significantly again. That will trigger, again, worldwide demand for commodities. It will reestablish probably the population patterns and the economic patterns, hopefully, that we saw not too long ago. We'll see again in the future. And what that means is more and more demand for food and commodities. And we have a limited or a finite amount of land. And so it is imperative. It is strategically imperative. It is economically imperative. Frankly, it's morally and socially imperative that we find, collectively find, a way to feed the world, continue to feed the world. And Syngenta is on the cutting edge of that technology and ability. We're very proud in Minnesota of agriculture. Governors and all of us need to lend voice to the fact of how important this remains for our state and for our nation. In Minnesota, approaching one in five, well, I should say approaching one in seven jobs in the state, all of the jobs in the whole state, are directly or indirectly related to agriculture or food processing or related industries. We can't have a successful state unless we have a successful agricultural state. And all that that implies in terms of the families and individuals who work those operations, who pass them on from generation to generation, all that that means in terms of equipment and technology and the policies around that, all that that means in terms of the science of seed and feed and related products, all that that means in terms of how we view livestock and the importance of livestock, not just to agriculture, but to our economy more broadly, and how we need to be pro-livestock for a whole variety of reasons, including the broader implications for agriculture and the economy, and down the list. And each one of those components has a innovation and technology component to it. It is going to be critical to whether we make it or don't make it as a growing agricultural country and a growing agricultural state. So it is so important, and we're so proud of you. And I want to leave you with one quote from Peter Drucker, who died unfortunately in his 90s. But he was viewed by many as one of the perhaps most prolific and profound strategic thinkers of our time or any time. And he said that the best way to predict the future is to go out and invent it yourself. And so we have lots of challenges. We're going to have population challenges. We're going to have economic challenges. We're going to have national security challenges. We're going to have developing competitors globally around the world, continue to develop competitors in all sorts of aspects of agriculture. And so the challenges will always be there. But the best way to grab onto the future in a way that is beneficial to Syngenta, that is beneficial to Minnesota, that is beneficial to agriculture, that is beneficial to the world, is to make sure that you invent it yourself. Because then you know what it is, and you've got it. And that's a big part of your business model. It's a big part of your business culture. And we're very proud of you. We're particularly proud that you're in the great state of Minnesota. And we hope that you're here and continue to grow for many years and decades to come. Thank you very much, and great congratulations and good luck. Remember that we'd be remiss, and maybe somebody did it earlier today in the program, but you know, Dr. Norman Borlaug passed away earlier this week, I guess about a week ago, and of course he was a Nobel Prize winner and Medal of Freedom winner, Medal of Honor winner in the White House, and we are so proud of him. He was a Minnesotan. He literally changed the world with the Green Revolution, and all that Mike referenced, all that David referenced, all that I referenced, really personified in what he said, what he did. He understood the importance of this to humanity, understood the importance of it economically, globally, committed his life to it, and was still contributing to it even just weeks before he passed on. So we remember him and thank him as a pioneer and somebody who we're very proud of in Minnesota as well. So I wanted to share that also. Thank you.